So as we jump into labor economics, there's a couple of basic terms recall to some previous economics terms which need to be discussed, and then talk about how it applies to this course. So, going back here, labor markets. What is it? All right. What is labor markets? What is labor economics? So, labor economics is the study of the workings and outcomes of the market for labor. Okay. So, it's concerned with the behavior of employers and employees, and how these groups respond to incentives in wages, prices, and some non-pecuniary aspects of employment. Positive economics. All right, so there's two ways to look at economic terms, economic sayings, theories, so forth. The first is positive economics. And positive economics is the study of what is. All right, so it's using economic theory to determine what is actually the case. It's assumed that people respond to incentives, and that's the biggest thing that there is out there. All right. It's assumed that people are rational. All right. If you say, I'll give you $20 to jump up and down on 1 foot, okay, that $20 is an incentive. Right. Now, some assumptions, other assumptions that need to be discussed. First is scarcity. People do not have unlimited time and unlimited money. Okay? People have what are called scarce resources. So people have all these unlimited wants. All right, we want a boat, a house, a vacation place in the Bahamas. Okay, we want to sit around on a boat 24 hours a day, and we want to play video games 30 hours a week. Okay. But we also want the money to do that stuff. Okay. Well, that's where the problem is, the scarcity. You have scarce time, and you have scarce money. You don't have unlimited resources. All right. So people need to figure out what to do with these resources, these limited resources, to satisfy their wants. The other assumption is rationality. And it's assumed that people are rational. Now, a lot of people mistakenly think that people want to make as much, that the main goal of people is to make as much money as they can. Okay. Well, when you think about it, money is just paper, or it's a number on a computer screen that's in your bank account. That's all it is. Money doesn't actually bring you happiness. You don't look at money and say, oh, this money, this makes me happy. No, what brings you happiness is what you can actually buy with that money. And they can either be food, clothing, housing, entertainment, or it can be just, you know, in other ways, a sense of security, knowing that money's there that you have if you need it. Now, in reality, people's main goal is to maximize their utility. Utility is a measure of happiness or satisfaction. Any way you look at it, that's what people want to maximize. So what does that mean? Well, it means that, okay, well, if you want everything, you need the money to do it. All right. But you also need time to relax so you can enjoy those other goods. So when you look at labor, the labor market, people want to maximize their utility by finding some balance of work and leisure, labor and leisure, which we'll talk a lot about, such that their utility is maximized. The other assumption when it comes to positive economics is, from the business side, is that businesses want to maximize profits. Okay. Now, granted, this is not always the case. You can think of examples of both individuals and businesses not following these, but in a general framework, this is a broad assumption that's made for both these groups. Okay. So positive economics is about what is. So how do we figure out what is? Well, it's done through what's called modeling. And a model is what is created to help explain some complex set of behaviors and outcomes using a few fundamental influences. And so one example would be determining if a rate, what effect an increase in the minimum wage will have on the labor market. So what modeling does is that it looks at past and current trends and says, okay, well, this is what happened before, this was the set of conditions, and based off of that, this is what we think, or this is what is likely to happen. This is what has happened before, and so it's what is likely to happen again. Now, because of scarcity, workers will prefer higher paying jobs to lower paying ones if all the other characteristics are the same. Okay, so if you can work at one accounting firm or another, okay, and everything with those is the same, same time off, same type of people, all right, if you take money out, you don't care where you work. Well, clearly you're going to want to work at the one that offers the higher pay than the lower. Okay, so that's hopefully pretty self-explanatory. But that doesn't mean that workers care only about wages. So if you think about some job that's your dream job, okay? All right. Now, think about a job that you just would not want to do. So for me, my dream job is college professor. Okay. What job would I not want to do? Me personally, a job that I would not want to do would be anything that requires a lot of travel. Okay. Because with my family, I like being close to home. And so with that, I don't like a job there. I'd have to travel. So if I had two job offers come up, one as a college professor that paid, let's say, $50,000 a year, and another as a working for the government where I'd have to travel a lot, where I would be paid $55,000 a year. When you look at that and say, well, wait a second, $50,000? $55. Okay, we'll take the ones $55. But it's not just about pay. And there's a lot of other aspects of it, okay, like the travel part. So modeling looks at the effect of wages only in determining, and it finds a way to hold other things constant. And so it's done through regression analysis, which is estimation of equations, not something you have to worry about here, but it just gives you a basic idea. Now, similar can be applied to employers, hiring and firing decisions. Now, because of what was discussed here, because rationally, it's assumed that there's a negative relationship between wages and voluntary turnover. And so, for example, you know, there's been studies showing that when wages are higher, okay, people are more likely to stay at jobs. Okay, they're not going to look around as much. And so that's just something that modeling has done. And so that's positive economics.